It's already 25. Good morning. So let's start it.
Good morning, Honorable Mashtala.
Good morning, Honorable Mashtala. Good morning, Honorable Chairs.
Yeah, let's welcome everybody to the meeting. We all have got difficulties in our own rights. First to the family of Kadi for the things that happened to yourself and your and the family of Kadi. The law takes its course and the perpetrators are arrested. We have already heard that one of those are Podemos members from the others and what is the to those that from a successful conference that you had, difficult as it might be, which I needed to add another day, but it was successful. Those who had difficulties thus far that you might not have known of. It still needs to be part of that. That being the case, it should be prayer. Thank you very much, colleagues. The meeting is really open and you're all welcome. Can we have apologies if there is any nocebo?
You may be chat.
I beg your pardon?
Chairperson?
Nocebo?
There are no apologies, Chairperson.
What are you saying? Oh, okay. Mom's try is she in the meeting? I see she was trying to phone me. I think I was still running because I'm coming from running now.
She was. She is.
Okay. Well, I come on. I'm late. Mom's try. I'm exactly she. I'm on phone now. Okay. If there is no apologies, we are now on item 4. Can you fly?
Yes, the children is going to fly to
Sharon Dowd, good morning.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee and colleagues.
Good morning, good morning.
I hereby submit the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Budget 41 of the Department of Water and Sanitation and the entities. And just a quick overview, the entities, the Water Research Commission, Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, Breeder Hurwitz and Inkomati Lesotho Catchment Management Agencies, undertaking work on its behalf. The Portfolio Committee met on the 3rd and the 4th of May to receive briefings on Budget Bill 41, Strategic Plan and Annual Performance Plans and Reports as follows. The introduction introduction, a quick introduction about the importance of water as a catalyst for economic to fulfill the developmental agenda for South Africa. And what the argument is that all of those objectives, economic growth, has found meaning in many initiatives of respective departments and entities. And the work of the Department of Water and Sanitation itself is underpinned by the prescripts of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the transformation agenda directed by the National Development Plan, South African Vision 2030, and the outcomes-based approach found in the medium-term strategic framework, National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, the African Union's Vision 2063, as well as the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, Goal number 6, SDG 6, impacting on the delivery of water and sanitation. As depicted in the National Water and Sanitation Plan, the national priorities for the water and sanitation sector focus on two streams of work, water and sanitation management, and the other creating an enabling environment. I'll move on to the third paragraph. To ensure that it fulfills its obligations, the Department of Water and Sanitation has to attain its purpose and mandate. Vote 41 ensures the availability of water resources to facilitate equitable and sustainable socioeconomic development and provide universal access to water and sanitation services. Over the medium-term expenditure period, the department has been allocated 59.6 billion, 18.5 billion, and 20.1 billion in 23-24, and 20.9 billion in 24-25. The allocation goes towards compensation of employees, goods and services, transfers and subsidies and payments for capital assets. The sections that I'm toward will give more detail on each of those economic classifications. The mandate of the department is set out in the National Water Act 1998, Water Services Act 1997, and the Water Research Act 1971. The department delineates its work through the programs, administration, water resources management, and water services management. The annual performance plan 22-23 to 24-25 acknowledged the persistent challenges related to water security in South Africa. These relate to external and internal impacts, which necessitated the formulation of reliable and reasonable indicators, targets, and outputs to ensure the delivery of its mandate for the financial year under review and over the medium term. The external factors highlighted in the annual performance plan relate to increasing water demand and declining supply, deteriorating water ecosystems, unreliable water services. Over the 5-year planning period, the department highlighted their strategic priorities over a 5-year planning period, and water security is central to the developmental agenda articulated in the National Development Plan and the Industrial Policy Action Plan. The former, that's the National Development Plan, predicts that before 2030, all South Africans will have affordable, reliable access to sufficient, safe water and hygiene sanitation. The latter, that is the Industrial Policy Action Plan, sets out the intentions of South Africa in terms of expanding the manufacturing sector, which will increase water demand. the balancing of increased water supply for a growing population and economy has found meeting in several policies developed by the department, which encompass the following policies, strategies, and amendments to the pieces of legislation. That is the mine water management policy, sustainable hydropower generation policy, integrated water quality management policy, amendments to the National Water Act and Water Service Act, review of the pricing strategy, the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, and the National Water Resources Strategy, third edition. The key departmental strategic priorities for the 2022-23 financial year, this was contained in the introductory section of the departmental presentation, and it provides the key priorities identified for the year under review. These are ensuring water security through increased water use efficiency and demand and conservation management, implementing major projects to augment national bulk water resource infrastructure, developing other water resources such as groundwater and desalination, finalization of the National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency Board, strengthening regulatory interventions to address pollution of the environment and protect communities from wastewater, supporting municipalities, improving water use license turnaround time, promoting transformation in water use, improving revenue collection across the water value chain, and ensuring consequences are central to the work of the department in the 2022-23 financial year. What I'd like to just point out is after each of the priorities, as well as the percentages and numbers in relation to targets, I also took what the department's director general and some of the officials provided input and insights and gave us more of a qualitative input on what those numbers mean. So if you look at each of the percentages and numbers, you are going to find a commentary which highlights the information related to percentages or numbers. The commentary by the Director General of the Department, reaching on 2nd May 2022, provided further insights on the rationale for the specific determined priorities for the year under review. The ripple effect of insufficient revenue collection to adequately operate and maintain water and sanitation infrastructure was highlighted. Municipalities are in debt with water boards that do not have enough money to use the infrastructure or borrow money to increase infrastructure. The water boards owe money to the water trading entity, which impedes the department's work in infrastructure development. The root cause is that billing and revenue collection is a significant challenge. However, the department is working closely with the Department of Corporate Governance and the National Treasury to strengthen support in municipalities. This section, Section 3, overview of the 2019-20 and 2021 financial status of the department, I just highlighted some of the issues that the Portfolio Committee in those 2 years raised around the challenges in terms of the financial and non-financial performance of the department. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation in 2019-20 and 21-22 raised several issues on the financial state of the department and of water and sanitation in terms of accruals and payables, underspending, and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The department, however, acknowledged these challenges in strengthening its financial capabilities, but maintained, as it does in the annual performance plan, that this component of their work has improved since the implementation of the financial recovery plan in 2019 and has since achieved the following: maintained a positive bank balance with accruals and payables being continuously managed every month to ensure that it does not overcommit available budget. Explanations for the underspending of 14.7% in the 2021 financial year were mainly due to underspending and compensation of employees, due to funded vacant posts across all programs, underspending on capital payment resulted from the government-enforced COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, which impacted the implementation of the projects and some disputed invoices. The department noted that senior management posts had been filled since the 21-22 financial year on filling key positions. This includes the post of Director General and Chief Financial Officer. The post of Deputy Director General, Water Services and Regulation, Compliance and Enforcement are awaiting confirmation by Cabinet. All regional heads positions are filled, while interviews for the filling of the Chief Director internal audit have taken place and potential candidates are undergoing assessment. At the Portfolio Committee briefing and in the annual performance plan, the department committed to continuing implementing the recommendations of the in-year monitoring and the financial recovery plan to continue delivering services to the communities. This section 4 gives an overview of the 22-23 budget and medium-term estimates. As mentioned earlier, there's three programs. The expenditure overview, main account and water trading entity. The Department of Water and Sanitation operates two financial accounts, the main account and the water trading entity. The main account is funded by the fiscus, that is Boat 41 for water and sanitation. The water trading entity account mainly receives voted amounts from the main account toward implementing infrastructure and generating revenue through bulk water sales. The Department of Water and Sanitation, as mentioned earlier, has three programs in the financial year under review: administration, water resources management, and water services management. On the main account, and depicted in the table below, the department has allocated $18.5 billion for 22-23, $20.1 billion for 23-24, and $20.9 billion for 24-25. Transfers and subsidies, departmental agencies, public corporations and municipalities comprise the most significant budget share, amounting to $34.9 billion over the medium-term expenditure framework period. Total expenditure is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 5.6% from $17.7 billion over the medium term for capital projects involving water resources and regional bulk infrastructure. The economic classification, and if you look at the table, it gives you the amounts for over the medium term, and it gives you the amounts for over the medium term for compensation of employees, goods and services, transfers and subsidies, and payments for capital assets. Just a quick look at the economic classification. The budget for compensation of employees over the medium term is $5.3 billion. The baseline decreased by 6.4 compared to 2022. The MTEF baseline is $5.334 billion. The decrease in baseline allocation is mainly due to the National Treasury implementing budget cuts and natural attrition on the compensation of employees across all government departments. On goods and services, the department received an allocation baseline of $5.3 billion for goods and services over the medium-term expenditure framework, of which $1.9 billion is allocated for office accommodation in Program 1. The major spending items on goods and services over the medium-term MTEF audit fees of $139 million, communication services of $135 million, computer services of $596 million, and business and advisory services of $506 million, and infrastructure and planning services of $76 million. the transfers in such cities are quite an important component of the work of the department, as it looks at transfers to the water trading entity for augmentation projects for the design, construction, commissioning, and rehabilitation of raw water infrastructure, including dams and bulk distribution systems, operations and maintenance, Komati Basin Water Authority for the repayment of outstanding loans to various financial institutions, and operational overheads. There will be transfers to infrastructure projects. The regional bulk infrastructure grant of $12.8 billion over the MTEF and the water services infrastructure grant of $11.6 billion over the MTEF. The grants are based and dependent on implementation plans, cash flow projections, and schedules for conditional grants. The water trading entity was established in 1983 and was converted into a trading entity in 2008 in terms of the Public Finance Management Act 1999. The entity's primary role is to manage water infrastructure and resources and sell raw water. In supporting the long-term sustainability of water resources, the entity will implement 16 dam safety rehabilitation projects over the medium-term expenditure period. Expenditure is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 4.9% from $15.6 billion in 2021-22 to $18 billion in 2025. An additional $2.1 billion is allocated over the period ahead to finalize the Olifantsdoorn River Water Resource Project. The entity expects to generate 82.8%, $50.8 billion of its revenue from the sale of raw water. Total revenue is expected to be $60.8 billion over the MTEF period. Overview of expenditure trend aligned to performance indicators over the MTEF. There it just gives you the performance indicators, and these are the broad defined performance indicators over the medium-term expenditure framework. That is supporting 32 district municipalities, ensuring that 80% of applications to authorize water use are finalized, allocating $270 million for regulatory compliance, allocating $220.9 million for oversight, and for activities related to water services, $323.9 million for regulatory compliance, and $71 million allocated for oversight. Further initiatives over the MTEF period include the following: investing in water resources and implementing projects, such as the phase 2D of the Olifants River. Spending in the water resources management project is expected to increase at an annual rate of 10.7. Implementation and finalization of 2 mega, 24 large and 28 small regional small regional bulk infrastructure projects. These projects and related activities are carried out in the Water Services Management Program. Spending is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 4.6 from $12.2 billion in 21-22 to $13.9 billion in 24-25. All of this bulk projects, as one goes through each of the programs, we will see that the targets are either in percentages or number. The program one, the program aims to provide strategic leadership, management, and support service to the department. Program also develops and promotes international relations and water resources management with neighboring countries. This program consumes 11% of the overall department budget and is allocated $2 billion in 22-23 financial year. For the 22-23 financial year, the department identified the following outcomes, with associated outputs, output indicators, and percentage achievable. The first one is an efficient, effective, and development-oriented department. And one of the targets is to entail 100% compliance with the approved audit plan, 100% compliance with the implementation of risk management, 10% vacancy rate for engineers and scientists, 50% of training interventions. The second one is an efficient, effective, and development-oriented department with targeted procurement supporting small, medium, and micro enterprises. 15% of target procurement is spent on qualifying small enterprises, which constitute 40% on women, 30% on youth, and 7% on people with disabilities. There is a target procurement spent on exempt micro enterprises, which is 15%, constituting 40% on women, 30% on youth, and it should be 7% on people with disabilities. The implementation of the financial and turnaround plan at 90%. Expenditure on annual budget, they want to attain 100% and reduction of duty days at 150 days. The section that I'm going to moving towards is looking at the targeted, the section that I just highlighted above looks at the targeted percentages for each outcome for the year under review. The Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation in the Presidency regulates outcomes with associated indicators depicted in the department's annual performance plan. The department and entities have complied with the regulatory component by the DPME. In summary, the key outcomes, output indicators, and targets related to Program 1, administration listed above, and further elaborated on by the department, speak mainly on ensuring an efficient audit plan with a well-thought-out risk management plan, reducing the vacancy rate for engineers and scientists. Standardized targets set by the DPME for procurement supporting SMMEs and QSEs were used. The target set for achieving 100% spend in the year under review, as the department noted, is an ambitious one. With the implementation of the financial recovery plan, the department intends to work toward achieving this target as money returns as in the past, and for the work of the department in the delivery of infrastructure services where the needs for water and sanitation are so great. Program 2, the water resources management, aims to ensure that the country's water resources are protected, used, developed, conserved, managed for the benefit of all people and the environment. This is done by creating a knowledge base and implement planning strategies for water resources. This program, which constitutes 20% of the overall departmental budget, is allocated $3.7 billion in the 22-23 financial year, up from $3.5 billion in 21-22. For the 22-23 financial year, the department identified the following outcomes with associated outputs, output indicators, and numbers achievable. I'm not going to go through all of that. First one is ecological infrastructure protected and restored, which constitutes the number of river systems with the resource classes and determined resource quality objectives. And then the department notes the number of river systems that will be monitored in the financial year under review. On reducing water demand and increasing water supply, there are integrated water resources plans measures developed, and then they give you the numbers that they would like to achieve for the financial year under review. on regulation of the water and sanitation sector. The department intends to develop the National Water Act Amendment Bill and the National Water Resources Strategy 3. On that particular outcome and target, commentary will give why the department has moved from one national regulation of the water and sanitation sector on water distributed for transformation, the setting of one catchment agency, the Mbubu Satsikama, the National Water Resources Infrastructure Summary will be presented for decisions to be made. The last program of the department, Water Services Management, which aims to develop, rehabilitate, and refurbish the raw water resources and water services infrastructure to meet the socioeconomic and environmental needs of South Africa. The following outcomes with associated outputs, output indicators, and targets look at water supply and water demand, on reducing water demand, on reducing, reducing water demand and increasing water supply. There will be four updated draft water conservation and water demand. On reducing water demand and increasing water supply, there will be 193 regional bulk infrastructure project phases under construction, 22 regional infrastructure projects to be completed, 294 water services infrastructure projects under construction, and 115 water services infrastructure projects to be completed, with two intervention projects under implementation. The 10,798 existing bucket sanitation backlog, the systems in the Free State and Northern Cape will be replaced in formal settlements. And it also goes for the number, for the targets to be attained on managing water and sanitation services to enhance regulation on the water and sanitation. And the water services amendment is to be developed and submitted. On water redistribution for transformation, the performance of 9 water boards will be evaluated against the plan. In Program 3, the Water Services Management, the objective of the major grants to municipalities is to assist them in developing water and sanitation distribution infrastructure systems. These grants are not dispersed without any oversight by the department. The department's regional offices work closely with municipalities to carry out feasibility and implementation readiness studies to ensure the effective use of grant transfers such as the Regional and Water Services Infrastructure Grant. The department provided annexes in the presentation, which provide a breakdown of projects funded by the grants in different provinces. Self-assessment plans for the Municipal Services Strategic Services Assessment are one of the tools assisting municipalities improving the reliability of the service and targets. To ensure that the water services side is adequately regulated for the financial year under review, the following will be undertaken: minor amendments to the Water Services Act, submitting to Cabinet and norms and standards for water and sanitation services. As with the Green Drop Report, the Blue Drop Report will be renewed under the Water Services Management Program. A progress report on the Blue Drop assessment has been issued, with the completed Blue Drop report to be published in the current financial year, and thereafter every 2 years. One of the priorities to streamline water service institutional arrangement is a dissolution of the Zedebeng Water Board and the rationalization of water boards and amendments to the geographical boundaries of water boards. Department will make an announcement on this matter. Moving ahead, we move to Section 6 just provides an overview of the infrastructure allocations for infrastructure grant and water services infrastructure grant projects to the water boards, water trading entity, and COBWA. COBWA is the command authority, which is a binational river basin authority established under a treaty between South Africa and the Kingdom of Eswatini. So for the financial year under review, Magaliesberg Water will be undertaking the Pilanesberg bulk water supply scheme on gaining water for the Otswati Regional Bulk Water Scheme, Mapumulela Regional Bulk Scheme, and Greater Mpofana and Mkomazi Bulk Water Supply Scheme, Sedibeng Water, the Namakwa, Lepelo Water for the upgrade of Olifants and Ebenezer Water Supply Schemes. The water trading entity receives allocations for the following projects: acid mine drainage and other capital projects. The acid mine drainage, the water trading entity has requested TCTA to undertake that project on his on its behalf, raising the Clan William Dam and Olifants Dwin River Water Resource Project. Operations and maintenance of infrastructure and establishment of catchment management agency. COBWA over the medium term receives an amount of 78 million. Overview of the plans and budget of entities supporting the work of the department as a sector leader, regulator and oversight body of institutions undertaking work on its behalf. The department has had interactions with the Breeder Forests Management Agency, Water Research Commission, and Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority to discuss and understand annual performance plans and will oversee the implementation thereof. The interactions with Inkomati Usutu will be undertaken in this financial year. The Catchment Management Agency is that two paragraphs give a description of the role and the mandate and the legislation that focuses on decentralization of water services, water resource management, the formation and establishment of catchment management agencies. Thus far, there's only two catchment management agencies, Breelgoritz and Ikamati Usutu. And the remaining seven catchment management agencies are considered the so-called proto, since they are in the process of being established. These proto catchment management agencies are managed by the respective regional offices of the department. But the portfolio committee can engage the department on this issue of the catchment management agency when the existing or seven will be established into fully functional catchment agencies. This paragraph, the water resource management, gives the functions of the catchment management agencies and some of the legislative components that govern the functioning of the catchment management agencies, such as the Public Finance Management Act of 1999, Treasury and Treasury regulations. Catchment management agencies are sector public entities. And then the Breelgoritz Catchment Management Agency delineated six strategic focus areas in its 22-23 annual performance plan. And then that section just gives the focus areas for financial year under review. These are the six. And then with regard to the proposed budget of 82 million, which shows an increase of 7 million compared to the prior year, the funding comprises an augmentation budget from the department and water use charges. The main factor for this increase relates to employee relation costs, which increased from 51 million to 55 million. But with amounts budgeted for the appointment of a chief executive officer and other water-related vacancy positions to capacitate the agency to improve service delivery. Those are the amounts for goods and services, repairs and maintenance. The Inkomati Lesotho Catchment Management Agency, the water use activities are in Mpumalanga and providing strategic use to Eskom and Sasol Secunda Complex, supporting irrigation and forestry sector, and transboundary international obligations to Mozambique and Swaziland. Funding is received from appropriated funds and water resources charges. The agency's water management area is part of the Inkomaputo River Basin, covering Mozambique and Swaziland under the interim Inkomaputo Agreement. For the financial year under review and further elaborated in its annual performance plan, the agency identified four outcomes, that is, increased stakeholder satisfaction, enhanced human resources capabilities, maintaining financial sustainability, and protected water resources. The indicators align to the targets as represented percentages are contained in the section below. One of the important things that the agency also highlighted around is the current ratio figure of 1.1%, which is an essential contribution as it is lower than a good current ratio of 1.2 to 2%. This is a financial current ratio. And the current ratio determines the ability of the agency to manage its debts. And the lower ratio figure of Inkomati Lesotho is due to challenges associated with payment of a historical debt, which impact the going concern of the agency. The agency is working toward a change in outer years to increase revenue from other streams by working on two specific targets. One is its ability to increase its debt collection ratio by ensuring that a 4% target of retrieval of past debt is achieved and ensuring that current data information, capturing of invoices, is aligned to the validation and verification program to increase the percentage around the collection. The agency will receive amounts of 147 million. Funding sources for the current year derived from augmentation from the department, the main account, and the water trading entity for water use charges paid into the water trading entity and interest received. The economic classification for the Inkomati is 147 million for salaries and wages, 226 million for goods and services, 21 million for bad debts and repair and maintenance at 348,000, capital outlay at 200,000, and board related costs at 2.5 million. Here in this paragraph, what they talk about is the shortfall of 50 million, because initially they requested an amount of 174 million, but received 147 million. And I think one of the key components with regard to Inkomati Lesotho is beginning to look at how they're going to attain that 4% of a historical bad debt inherited from the department. And that can also be one of the agenda items for the department, for the portfolio committee. And then expenditure is expected with the challenges confronting the Inkomati Lesotho agency is a shortage of storage tanks to fulfill its international obligations, hence the need to fast track the construction of the Mbela Dam. And one of the issues that they raise as well is that the water runoffs in Mbela are compromised due to the lack of storage facilities. Other challenges include the slow pace of transformation as the water allocation reform program is delayed, bulk water allocated to irrigation boards, and costly maintenance of integrated decision support systems. With the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, just gives the function, the mandate of the TCTA. It provides the strategic goals of the authority for the 22-23 year. And then I'll move on to the expenditure is expected to increase at an average annual rate of 20.1% from 7.9 billion to 15.1 billion 2025. The authority projects surplus of 5.6 billion over the period, mainly due to delays in the delivery tunnel, the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, while revenue is expected to increase at an annual average rate of 27.3%. The risks that the TCTA highlighted related to project implementation, more especially on funding models, the issue around raising of funding, and debt management, more especially the municipality's ability to pay water tariffs, ensuring the tariffs are affordable and sustainable to assure the viability of the water sector institutions. Tighter conditions of regulatory approval borrowing reduce flexibility to deal with unforeseen liquidity challenges. The Water Research Commission, the last entity, was established in terms of the Water Research Act. It is mandated to research the water sector, determining needs and priorities. Over the medium term, the Commission plans to bridge knowledge gaps, and expenditure is expected to increase at an annual average annual rate of 5%. I'm coming to the observations and recommendations that members made. In 8.1, in relation to the Department of Water and Sanitation, the eradication of the bucket sanitation system in formal settlements was quite an important issue for members of the Portfolio Committee. And in this regard, members of the Portfolio Committee highlight that the department intends to eradicate 10,798 existing bucket sanitation systems in formal settlements in the Furthermore, they argue that interventions, particularly on eliminating the bucket system, have been ongoing in the last 2 years, with the Housing Development Agency taking over this function. It appears as if the HDA did not implement this program, as the number of bucket toilets is not listed on the annual department's annual performance plan. Therefore, In this observation, the Portfolio Committee recommended that the department provide clarity on the program and indicate how it intends to address shortfalls on bucket toilets eradication in the Free State and Northern Cape. Furthermore, the department should provide a progress report on its national sanitation framework to ensure that the country's bucket system is eliminated in terms of norms and standards. 8.1.2, shortage of funding for mega infrastructure development. Members of the Portfolio Committee noted the shortage for mega infrastructure development as estimated cost of the mega infrastructure project is in excess of 100 billion. The available budget is less than 1% of the estimated cost. This means that it will take decades to fully achieve the country's infrastructure needs. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the department provide plans, interventions to address this issue, and provide details on what it is considering public-private partnerships to develop mega infrastructure projects. Amendments to the National Water Act and the Water Services Act. The amendments of both the National Water Act and the Water Services is long overdue. The annual performance plan indicates the National Water Act will be amended under Program 2, while the Water Services Act will be amended under Program 3. However, the speed at which the amendment process is going is concerning, as it may not reach Parliament during the year under review. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the departments clarify the slow progress and how these delays will affect the long overdue water allocation transformation. Deferment of 21-22 targets to 22-23 financial year. Some of the 21-22 targets appear to have been transferred to the 22-23 financial year. These include targets as such as eradicating the bucket toilet system, establishing an economic regulator, and amendment of legislation. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the Department provide an overview of the 21-22 performance concerning achievements of targets and indicate targets that were transferred to 22-23 with reasons for the postponement. Department's partnership with the private sector in developing bulk infrastructure projects. Members of the Portfolio Committee requested more information on the Department's engagement with the Development Bank of Southern Africa, DBSA, with allocations from National Treasury to develop bulk infrastructure projects. The Portfolio Committee recommended that a progress report be provided on specific projects and implementation amounts allocated. With regard to mitigating the challenges of trade debtors and non-payment to the water trading entity, members of the Portfolio Committee noted that the Department must devise control measures and plans to address long-standing challenges of trade debtors and non-payment. In this regard, the Portfolio Committee recommended that the Department presents its action plans and control measures to recover monies owed to the Department and entities, as well as provide more details on the progress made by the Multidisciplinary Revenue Committee comprising the National Treasury, the South African Local Government Association, Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs and Municipalities as part of an intergovernmental relations initiative to address debt collection. With regard to this recommendation, the minister in his response provided quite a substantive reply to that particular issue, which was incorporated into the recommendation. Meeting the deadline of less than 90-day processing of water use licensing, members of the Portfolio Committee inquired whether the department would meet its 90-day processing time for water use licensing as the annual performance plan talks of improvement plan to process in a more programmatic way to ensure the subsequent attainment of backlogs. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the department provide regular quarterly briefings on achieving the 90-day processing of water use licenses. Joint planning with the Southern African Development Community Partners on Climate Change for Water Security in the region, members of the Portfolio Committee stressed the importance of the Climate Change Strategy and the Regional Strategic Action Plan for the SADC region. Portfolio Committee recommended that the department provide a briefing on the Climate Change Strategy and Regional Strategic Action Plan and the SADC Industrialization Strategy, which anchors water as a catalyst for industrialization. With regard to the departmental contribution to job creation, members maintained that the high unemployment rate in the country necessitated the need for the department to contribute to creating jobs within the water and sanitation sector. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the comprehensive outlook framework on job creation within the sector, once finalized, must be presented in a briefing. With regard to the Water Research Commission, the one issue that came out very strongly was the limited use of WRC research products and technology. And the Portfolio Committee recommended collaboration with government departments, such as the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition and the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, to ensure the uptake and develop the industry for the mass production of these technologies. Another area of concern was the groundwater use program, and members required more information on the project that the WRC, in partnership with the department, is currently working on, reviewing and updating maps to detect groundwater supply. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the department and the WRC present the findings on work to detect groundwater supply. The use of the AquaTrip technology to detect water leaks. The Portfolio Committee sought more information on the use of the AquaTrip technology, and they recommended visiting the Water Research Commission to receive a briefing and see how the technology is utilized. With the catchment management agencies, one of the issues was the drilling of boreholes. And in response to where the farmers put their boreholes, with the necessary general authorization or water use licenses. And then the Portfolio Committee recommended that a briefing be scheduled with the Department and Catchment Management Agency to obtain substantive information on general authorization and water use licenses for abstracted water through the drilling of boreholes. The rollover of unspent funds in the breeder chorus. The argument made by the breeder chorus with the late receiving of funds from the department and committed funds for validation and verification of water uses. The Portfolio Committee recommended that a briefing be scheduled with the department and breeder chorus on late payment by the department, which results in rollovers, a progress report from the agency to confirm registered volumes of water use, as well as programs such as the removal of alien invasive species and distribution of rainwater harvesting tanks due to the lockdown. And Komati Usutu was asked about job creation, and the Portfolio Committee recommended that a written response be provided on job creation opportunities regarding installing water tanks and clearance of invasive alien species and other future agency projects. The role of the agency in the transformation of irrigation boards to water user associations. The Portfolio Committee recommended a written response on the progress of setting up an internal task team to facilitate and fast-track the transformation of irrigation boards into water user associations. The intention is to transform the 26 irrigation boards into two water user associations. Allocation to broad-based black economic entities. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the agency provide a substantive written response on the $30 million commitment to the BBBE program. With regard to assistance to resource poor farmers in the Catchment Management Agency, the Portfolio Committee recommended that the agency provide a written response on supporting poor farmers in its catchment management area. With regard to the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, the first one looked at the transformation within the construction industry, the risk management strategies in place to control coercion by the construction mafia. Members of the Portfolio Committee raised several issues of the involvement of women in the construction industry. Other matters of concern within the construction industry related to increasing the involvement of black-owned companies and control of the construction industry by the so-called construction mafia. The Portfolio Committee recommended that a more detailed briefing be provided by the department and TCTA on issues related to the transformation agenda within the construction industry. The role of TCTA in the establishment of the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency. The Portfolio Committee recommended that the department provide a detailed response on the modalities to establish the agency. With regard to the Auditor General South Africa resolution on the accounting system used in the Lesotho Highlands Water Project Treaty, the issue of reconciling accounting systems regarding the Lesotho Highlands Water Project detailed in the treaty has been resolved between National Treasury, the Accountant General, and AGSA. And the last one looks at acid mine drainage. Members requested more information on TCTA's short and long-term strategies to mitigate challenges related to acid mine drainage and the Portfolio Committee recommended a detailed briefing on the TCGA and mitigating challenges related to acid mine drainage. The report to be considered. I thank you for your attention and colleagues. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, I'm listening. The assumption I'm making is that members might have listened. I am expecting that the members will want to engage the debate. I see the hand of Mr. Hendricks on the podium. Metseke. Thus far, those are the two hands. Mr. Hendricks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, thank you very much for a very comprehensive report. The report indicates that the Portfolio Committee has made a number of recommendations and that the oversight of the Portfolio Committee under the leadership of the Chair has been of a very high standard. This should definitely impress Parliament that we did our work. However, it looks like none of our recommendations is going to be implemented. But be that as it may, it cannot be said that there wasn't proper oversight by this esteemed Portfolio Committee. What I would like to know, Honorable Chair, is the Zimwubu Water Project that we visited on our oversight visit to the Eastern Cape. We know that that particular dam and that particular project is one of the commitments that President Ramaphosa made to the nation that will get high priority. I would like to be assisted to find out what money has been budgeted for this project, maybe not this year, but over the years, because the project is in the region of 15 billion to 20 billion rand. To provide a million people in the former Transkei with water. You know my views on the former Transkei, that most of our resistance fighters came from the former Transkei, and they are the last to receive water. So we're very passionate to find out what is being done for the former residents of Transkei. We obviously are very concerned that South Africa needs quite a number of mega projects, and that the way things are going, we need 100 billion, but we only have 1% of that money. That must be a very serious concern. And a lot of the shortfall can be found in the existing budget. If we can deal with what the content expert refers to as the construction mafia. It looks like if the construction mafia can be brought under control, a lot of money can be saved. Then also lastly, Honorable Chair, I had a bit of a difference with you in one of the meetings when you said that all the ministers from 2000 and I don't know what year, but for the last 10 years, and deputy ministers should be investigated because they didn't do their jobs. It also means that the Director General, and that is my view, doesn't make the cut to manage the finances. And I think normally the Director General is in charge of finances. So the Director General and his team doesn't make the cut. So we are not going to Parliament and begging Parliament please to approve the budget, although it is short of what we need. But can we tell Parliament that we have a Director General that makes the cut and a financial team that makes the cut, and that we will eliminate the looting and the corruption that has taken place, and that the money that Parliament is now giving us will be well used, while as the money in the past has not been well used. I mean, no one can agree that the monies that Parliament has allocated has been well used. The Portfolio Committee, I think we've done our job. We've identified areas. I'm very concerned that pit toilets will only be addressed in the next financial year, maybe in the 7th Parliament. President Mandela gave the nation an undertaking that after 1.5 years or a year of his government, there won't be one pit toilet in South Africa. So we are not even addressing the issue of pit toilets in we're not even addressing it in the formal settlements. What about the many informal settlements and other areas where there are pit toilets, which will increase the number of pit toilets that's needed by possibly another 200-300%? So these are some of the issues that the nation will be looking at and will be judging us. But I don't think that they can point a finger at the Portfolio Committee, where the opposition parties and the governing party has worked very closely together to come to grips in the 6th Parliament. But unfortunately, the other 5 parliaments, they let the country down. Lastly, Honorable Chair, Al-Jamaa is going to introduce a 28th Amendment to the Constitution that there mustn't be access to water. There must be a right to water. And that will put a greater burden, if it's approved, on this Portfolio Committee and those who follow us and the department. And we just hope that the department makes the cut. I'm sure the Portfolio Committee will make the cut. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Matseke.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning, Honorable Members, and our support staff. And let me also join Honorable Harif in Hanif in thanking Sherin Dawood for the and the team for the work well done. I think this is a comprehensive report, and given the fact that we had limited time to finalize it, I think she has done well. Chair, I want you to advise us in terms of the approach to deal with the entire report. Are we adopting it page by page, or should we make some inputs directly to the findings and recommendations of the report? Can you advise us before I make my input?
The latter is better, that we go. If somebody speaks, I'm sure we might have made notes. We better speak to all of them, because if we can go by, we are going to take the whole day.
Okay, Chair. Can I thank you very much, Chair, for your advice. Can I make some additional recommendation on recommendation 8.1.1 on the eradication of the bucket sanitation system in formal settlement?
Yeah. Yes. Continue, Jeff.
Oh, thanks very much. I wanted Sherin to go directly to the recommendation. She's still scrolling. Thanks very much, Sherin. Remember, this has been a concern for the Portfolio Committee, and Honorable Harif also emphasized it. So I want us to recraft the recommendation so that we can be able to. I'll give you some additions, Comrade Sherif, Honorable Sherif. My recommendation is as follows. One, starting from above, from that paragraph, can we say members of the portfolio committee highlighted that the department intends to eradicate 10,798 existing bucket sanitation systems in formal settlement in the year under review. I think this is our finding. And the recommendation should say the portfolio committee recommend to the department that it must provide an action plan on the eradication of the bucket system by the end of March 2023. By the end of March 2023, and further, the department 23, and further, the department must submit quarterly reports on the implementation of that action plan. Thank you. Secondly, Sherin, we recommend, I think it's in addition to what you have said, but I'm rephrasing it. We recommend that the department to expedite a national sanitation framework, which will include inputs from both COCTA and the Department of Human Settlement. COCTA and Human Settlement. I think we are adding on what you are saying. The third one, the department must engage the issue of pit latrines in the school, I think, is a cause for concern. Hence, Honorable Harris is also making input. My third one, the department must engage and support the Department of Education, engage and support the Department of Education with developing a strategy to eradicate the pit latrines and the bucket system in public schools. My last recommendation, the portfolio committee further recommend that government should regulate the mushrooming of informal settlements. We are trying to address that bucket system in the informal settlement. The mushrooming of informal settlement by allocating a well suitable land and by providing social amenities such as water and sanitation services. I think those recommendations, Chair, are binding and will be, I think it will give the portfolio committee powers to hold the department accountable. Because this matter is, we have been raising it for quite some time. Thank you very much, Chair Sherin. Then we can delete all these HDAs and the HDA story and so forth and so forth. Yeah. Yeah, from that point, we can delete it. Furthermore, we can delete that. Then I think I'm fine, Chair. I'm fine with my input. Delete that. Yeah. Sure.
Chairperson, thank you very much. And also thank you for this very clear presentation with clear recommendations, which some of them are impressing in terms of taking back on some decisions that we've taken, which have not been implemented well. I think I like that. But I'm coming to two recommendation 8.12 the shortage of funding for mega infrastructure development. I appreciate that recommendation, which talks about getting interventions. But I want us to add something, because I think there's an area that we continue not to focus on. That the department continues to have money that is returned back. Don't write that one. Write it, the preface. Now, the recommendation is the department should also mobilize resources that have got a potential to be returned back or not spent from internal departmental programs. So my view is that we must not look outside, from internal departmental programs, entities, and our private partnership sectors. I think that should be included. You'll have a way to rephrase it, ne? But the issue is, don't look outside when you've got money in different programs of the department that could be utilized when there's a shortage in another program, so that we improve performance and the silo mentality within the department. The second one, Chair, is 8.2.2. Which speaks about the groundwater use program. I just want to add on the recommendation, which the recommendation that speaks about that the department, we should get a presentation from the water research. Where is that? Where are you, Charisse?
The Portfolio Committee recommended that the department and the WRC present their findings and work to detect groundwater supply.
Okay. Correct. For me, that's not the only presentation that is made with findings by the water research. Remember, the water research significance is to make proposal to the department on mechanism to improve performance and functionality towards impact and sustainability. Now, therefore, we should get those presentations. Department should present to the portfolio committee focus action plans that are necessary for the immediate implementation within the next quarter of this financial year. The issue is, let's take what we do not have. Let's utilize what we do not have. Let's make sure that we are receptive on the presentation, more especially the new technology that the water research has. So I'm saying, let's take those and focus action plans for us to address the issues. Those are the two issues that I wanted to raise. They will rephrase, Chair, and then they will see how they've rephrased it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Members, there is a bit of an outcry that at least once when we speak, we must open our camera, for they want to use the camera to identify who's speaking. So just open it and then close. It will help.
I'm opening it, but you don't see me.
Now we can see you.
I don't see myself. Where am I?
You do. No, that's fine. We've seen you, Mom. Sorry, we've seen you now. Those that will be coming after you, please do that. It is now, Mom.
Thank you.
Mama, it is now Honorable Mushala.
Thanks so much, Chairperson. I was going to not come in, but I had to come in quickly. Thanks for the comprehensive report from the support staff of Parliament. And I think I do agree with what Mam Sishwai emphasized on groundwater. Let's utilize everything we are having. We do have from the Water Research Council. If it will be very helpful for the department, let's put everything there and not just put that one sentence there, because there's a lot of things that were spoken about in the presentations. Let's use them. But I don't agree with 8.1 of the bucket eradication program. We must not be seen as if we are protecting certain things here. Right now we are not in those things of protecting one another. If HDA did not do their work and it was the concern of the portfolio committee, it is not a recommendation. It is the concern of the portfolio committee. It must be there. The portfolio committee was concerned. And
it's 11 hours.
And the recommendation is what Honorable Zeki spoke about. I agree with that. But the concerns, let's not hide the concerns and say that we must delete what the committee concerns were. That was the concern. The HDA did not do the work. Why must now be deleted? We are not covering up for the HDA people here. It must be on the report. It was the concern of the portfolio committee. Then the recommendations, yes, it's fine. They can recraft and do what, as long as it is what the committee spoke about on that particular day. So I don't really agree that we must delete that thing. It must be there. Thank you. Chairperson, I'm done.
Hello, Chair.
I've muted myself, I'm sorry. I have called on Honorable Chairperson to speak.
Thank you, Chair. Can you see me?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Thank you. To raise 8.1.6. Like we all know, Chairperson, that the climate change is here with us. And that was discussed, raised in the committee, of which the department did give us a slight report, which we're actually very happy that we are also part of the region in preparing for all the situations we've in as South African community. And we recently, Chair, we have experienced we're experiencing it right now in our country. So we're happy that we are also preparing. Now, what I want to include is that the portfolio committee recommended that the department provide a briefing on the climate change strategy and mitigation measures and regional strategic action plan and in the subject industrialization strategy, which anchors water as a catalyst for industrialization. So I wanted us to rephrase it that way. And coming back also to the last point would be 8.1.7, Department of Education. Members of the portfolio committee maintain that the high unemployment rate in the country necessitated the need for the department to contribute to creating jobs within the water and sanitation sector. The portfolio committee recommended that the department must provide as part of their report quarterly so that on socioeconomic impacts achieved. And this is, and I've been listening to other members, which I think the importance of everything we're discussing today is a time frame. So we're able to say to the department, by this time, we want to get a report. So we expect that, I don't know how we're going to phrase it, but this is the presentation which I want to give on 8.1.6 and 8.1.7. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Peterson.
Thank you, Chair. My camera is not working.
It is Chair working. Person. We can see you.
Okay, thanks. I just want to make to say thank you to the officials that made the recommendations and the report, not the recommendations, the report. I just want to make 8.4.3, the establishment of the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency. The portfolio committee noted that the department has already finalized the bill and is being considered by the technical committee before submission to cabinet. I would like us to have this recommendation that the committee recommends that the department must make presentation with a roadmap towards the establishment of the agency so that we can be informed about what is happening. Thank you.
Honorable Tseki. I see the hand of Honorable Tseke. She might be wanting to come back unless it's Liga's hand, but for now it is Honorable Tseke.
Thank you, Chair. Can we go to 8.4.1? I think the principle there just to change that issues of mafia. Because, Sharin, there are people that you'll find that they've got genuine grievances in relation to local beneficiation. And now if we club them together, it becomes a problem. So this is how the phrasing will look like. The portfolio committee recommended that a more detailed briefing be provided by the department and the TCTA on issues related to the transformation policy within the construction industry. And it continues to say further, the portfolio committee recommends that the department should be decisive in acting against some cases of exploitation and criminality of the set aside 30% procurement of local content. Department should be decisive in acting against some cases of exploitation and criminality of the set aside 30% procurement for local content. Thank you.
Thank you. Is it the second hand or it was the legal one?
Thank you, Chair. It's my second hand.
I see Honorable Siapo Singh has got the second hand again. Let's hear that. Let's start with the second.
My other input is on 8.3.2.4 resource farmers in its catchment area. In addition to that, Shireen, remember the Inkomati, is it the Inkomati Usutu? Raised a matter of, has reported actually on a budget shortfall for this current financial year of plus minus 59 million, which will have a negative impact actually in the budget shortfall. Yeah, you can capture it like portfolio committee. Let me see how did it. The portfolio committee noted that the Inkomati Usutu has reported on a budget shortfall for this current financial year, and it's 59, which will have a negative impact in their budget and in their programs. And then my recommendation will be we recommend that. The PC recommend that he should develop a debt management policy and adoption of a revenue enhancement plan. And we also request the department, the DWS, to support them going forward. I think we have raised the chairperson quite extensively in our committee, and the department has made some commitment that they will come to the committee. They will brief us going forward in terms of how are they assisting or how are they intervening in this matter. I think maybe the time frame also is very important, Shireen.
Honorable Sepazuma.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to make an addition on 8.1.6, which I wanted to add. I want to add it's on the clear programs, which have clear programs of climate change awareness programs in our local community, so that our people should understand the situation where we find ourselves in, and to understand the environment also, where they are residing or where they settle. They must always know what the conditions are. So we need to have a clear a program of awareness. So that's what I wanted to add. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I think we... Sharon, where you think
I suggest that we don't put things that were not the recommendations in our meetings, or we did not discuss about them in our meetings, because it seems like we are coming with the new recommendations now, totally from what was discussed in the meeting. We must now not come here and do our own things. Because normally when we do those things, we are normally stopped by you, saying that that thing was never discussed in that meeting. So these are the recommendations from the meetings. We must write what was recommended in that meeting, not write something else that we just come with now. And we must not do those things.
I'm
advising you, don't do it. If it was never done in those things, don't do it. Because when we do it next time, it's not going to be nice. Thank you.
I agree, Mamsala. Maybe if it becomes overall change, I agree with you. But if Remember, you have made recommendations, and then the officials consolidate it and bring back to you to adopt and finally give it as a report. If you have got a feeling that one or two things that were not said in the manner that you said, surely you should be allowed to correct it. But of course, I agree with you. If you say something that was never said in a meeting, then you're bringing a new report. But if you say, no, I said this, but this was not written in the manner that it was, it should be allowed, because, I mean, the officials are also human beings. They might miss one or two of the things that you said. But your point is a genuine point, that the meeting is not a new meeting. It's a meeting of adopting what we said. So if it should be allowed that you correct some of the things that you think you were misheard or you were misrepresented, not deliberately, but you're just correcting it. But I take your point. I take your point. For instance, and I think, Jerin, Honorable Hendricks, I think, is raising a good point. You must not lose track of where the Umzimvubu report goes. At some point, it must come back as a progress report of what is happening, because even the president, after our visit, did say it, and I'm sure he is right there. But Honorable Sheriff, I mean, Kharif, remember that when we came in 2019, there was no DG in the department. One of the things we're complaining about since was the fact that the ministers and deputy ministers of the time that I spoke about did not see it right to appoint a permanent DG. They consistently wanted to have an acting. Both the DG, the DDG, the CFO, there was no permanent people there. So the view you are saying that the DG must also be taken on board for accounting, it is true, but unfortunately, in this time, there was no DG. You remember at some point, they took the DG from Human Settlement, who was DG Changana. They took him and brought him, and later on, they removed him. So our point was that that DG need to be given responsibility to be a DG in the real sense. So I agree with you that where money is not accounted for, the DG must be taken on board. Mshala, I agree with you that it is us who raised discomfort about the bucket eradication work being taken away from us to HDA. And the department has listened to us. They have now brought it back to ourselves again, the DWS. And the commitment that they made in a meeting is that they will be finished with that by end of March 2023. Remember, I even asked, and I'm even Mamum Seke asked, don't, are we not going to hear you in 2023 saying that we are going for 2024? The minister insisted that no, it will end in 2023. But your point that we must not forget that it is us who complained when they took the matter to HDA is a fact. And the minister is responding to that particular point. So I'm not sure, Sherin, if there are a clarity seeking that you want to have. Or do are you comfortable with our recommendations?
Okay.
Who's speaking now?
Oh, it's okay. I raised my hand. I thought you recognized me.
Let me see. Let me go there. Yes, there is two hands, say K and say K, before Sherin speaks.
Okay. Chair, I want us to agree with what you have been saying on recommendation number 1811, because I can see Usherin has written two views on this matter. I don't have a problem, Honorable Motlhala, in retaining this this matter as the chair is emphasizing it. But what I would want us to deal with, Sherin, you are saying it appears as if the HDA did not implement this program, as the number of budget toilets is not listed on the annual department, annual APP. Maybe you have to clarify this last sentence to us so that we can be able to have a common understanding. Because according to the presentation, there are 1,000 plus. I'm not quite sure about certain about that number. There are a progress report, 1,000, maybe 1,000 something plus toilets that have been addressed. And then the outstanding ones are 10,000 plus. So I think one word, and must be able to capture it. I don't defend the department. The SDA one, we could leave it. We can leave it the way it is. But let's deal with the report that said the 1,000 plus toilets have been addressed. The outstanding is that 10,798. I want us somewhere somehow to align it with what you are saying. The last sentence that you have just written here.
Okay. Yeah, in actual fact, that was said by the department that they dealt with 1,000 something in Northwest. They are now left with in Western Cape. They did say so. I see the hand of Becky and then Mom Sly.
I also wanted to comment on the item 811, but let's hear what Sherin is going to say. But the second comment on my side, Member Mshalache, I don't think he's correct in totality. This report comes from the presentation that was made by the department. And in that meeting, we raised questions. And on those questions that we raised, Sherin develops a recommendation, or the researcher, whoever, I don't know who did that, but the committee staff would have listened to what we said in the meeting, and they would develop recommendations on the concerns that we raised and the proposal moving forward. So it's not a continuation. This meeting is a new meeting that deals with the report that comes from the presentation from the department. As an example, Chair, we can come here with something that is new, if we agree as a committee, that you could say the department missed this point. And as a committee, we want this item to appear as one of the activities that the department will do. So I just wanted to correct that, because if it could be going like that, it will create some sort of a standing rule that our recommendations are based only on what we discussed in the report, which is not. Thank you, Chair. But I will hear from Sherin, because my view on HDA's mandate is building houses. Now, on whether in that houses, where the issue of sanitation included and HDA did not do. I think that's what I would wanted to hear. And Member Grace Teke was saying the same. Oh, I did not even show my camera, Chair. My apology. I can't even see where it is. Okay, Chair. I'll do it next time.
Well, I don't want us to go back to the issue of the HDA vis-a-vis the bucket system, because it indeed, remember, when we entered the department, the bucket eradication was in the Department of Water and Sanitation. It is the minister by then who took it to HDA. We complained about it, but we said, if they will, let them do. But later on, the new minister changed it from HDA to human settlement. I mean, to water and sanitation. We appreciate, because that's what we wanted. So I think we must not make it a debate. It is now at the right place. It wouldn't help us to debate about it. Just a minute, let Ms. Twice finalize. You'll come, Sherin.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to go back to 8.4.3, TCTA implementation. Are you there, Sherin? I agree on that recommendation, Chair, because what then means is that we should have a very clear monitoring and a focused evaluation on our plans, more especially a program that is so complex, like the program of Lesotho Highlands Water Project. So I want us to add, Chair, at the end of the sentence that says, portfolio committee requests that the department provided should provide us the detailed report in the second quarter of this financial year for our monitoring and evaluation.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
That's fine. Your hands are glowing every now and then.
Yes, Chair. I think it's important that we agree. We are trying to make sure that this report, when it goes to the House, is the true reflection of our discussion. So it's our report. So we need to, if we have to add, we have to correct, like Honorable Zeki raised, that there are no new issues. But even if there are new issues, if we don't like the issues which are raised, we are here to raise them or to say, I don't like that one. But it should be a collective report of the portfolio committee. So we are deliberating on the discussion we had with the department. So I want to point one addition from my side, which is not addition as such, but a recommendation which was made when we got the department, that is 8.5, recruitment and retention of scarce skills in the sector. We remember that the expression was, especially on some of the water, TCTA, was that they lack skills, especially from previously disadvantaged communities. So we are saying, I want us to note that what the department said and recommend as the portfolio committee. We recommends that the department should report quarterly in progress in recruiting scientists and scarce skills in collaboration with sister departments, example, Department of Science and Innovation and Department of or Institution of Higher Learning, because it was raised in the meeting that we do have a lot of skills which, like brain drain, people are leaving the country. And some are leaving the department and become consultants to the department. So I think this recommendation should not be allowed to slip without being talked about.
Honorable Mushala, last person to speak.
Yeah, no, thanks so much, Chairperson. I'm hearing Honorable Chairperson saying that if they feel like they don't like something, they will change it. Yes, they must change it, but they must tell us if they are changing it. It's a matter of debate. Let's debate it. It must not be written in our report, something that was not discussed in the previous meeting. So if they don't like the thing, let them tell us it's a new thing. We think this one that is being placed there, the one that we discussed about in the meeting, we don't agree with it. Now there's a new issue now that we are bringing because we don't like that one. So let's debate. It's a matter of debate. You can't just come here and push people to write something that we never spoke about. We are here on the PMG meeting. Some of the things is new things that with the PMG minutes. That was not there. We putting our own things. We don't deny you putting your own things. We must be allowed in future as well to put our own things. Because I still remember previously when we were coming with issues. Yeah. It's the very same meeting that said to us, this is a new issue, you can't bring it in this report. It was never discussed in the previous meeting. But if your people, these people of the ANC feels like they can come here and change things because they don't like certain information that is being put on the report, we must all be allowed to do all those things in future. The matter is a matter of debate. They must tell us, we are now saying that what we have discussed in the meeting is not longer the correct things. Let's debate the new issue. We want to put this thing. And then we debate it before we can put it in the report. Thank you so much. I don't want to be answering you guys going back and forth. This is your principle. You are saying now, it seems like we are putting new laws. It's your principle that you put in this committee, that you can't come with something that was never discussed. We were doing that before, where we said this thing must be like that. It's you who reprimanded us. We are working exactly as you said it must happen. Because it favors you. Don't do those things with us.
Honorable Mshala.
Don't interrupt me. I'm still
listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm appealing, Mshala.
And then you can't.
You are doing, Mshala, listen. You are doing the right thing. Don't
you that way. Now I'm hearing these people coming in and this, what they're trying to...
Listen, you are still in the meeting. Don't copy wrong things because it is wrong to bring new items on a report that was discussed and agreed upon. What I said, it can be done. It is if somebody says, I said yesterday, they write today, therefore I'm correcting it. But if we can do that, and I think Honorable Tseki was wrong to say this is a new meeting altogether. It is not. It is a meeting that said and presented to us on the day that we said. We are now confirming what we said. In confirming, we will want to be represented properly. But if things is not what we said in the meeting, we can correct here and today.
That's correct.
If
it's a new meeting, let them bring these issues. Let's debate these issues again.
So it is not a new meeting, I'm saying. It is not a new meeting. We are correcting things that might have been wrongly written as per our input then.
No, you're correct, person, but they are saying, they just said now is a new meeting, Honorable State.
I'm ruling again.
I'm saying now, if it's a new meeting, let's debate again. I still have new things that I want to put there also.
I'm ruling against that statement. It is not a new meeting. So don't make it a fact. It's a statement somebody made. I'm saying it is wrong. This is not a new meeting. It is a meeting that we had before. Now let's listen to what how Sherin, did you understand what you are saying? And we are moving from a premise that we are correcting the report of what you wrote correctly, so on what you said, where they might be misread, we are correcting and so forth and so on. We are not bringing we are not starting a new meeting altogether.
Yes, Chairperson. With regard to the bucket eradication program, let me go back to the department's annual performance plan and double check that. And if that statement is incorrect, I will delete it. I'm not too sure the extent that we must go to the A annual performance plan to see whether that undertaking was carried out by them, or if we should call the Department of Human Settlements to talk about, it's not opening up a new topic, it's about the previous topic, but whether we call the Department of Human Settlements to engage on the funding that was procured for the eradication of the bucket system by the HDA, how that money was utilized and what happened to that money. On that issue, I just want to clarify that, and I'll come back to that issue. Chair Tumani wants to talk about that issue as well. Chairperson?
I'm sharing the meeting. Tumani's hand is not up.
Okay. Then with regard to...
His hand is up now. He will speak, but he must not speak as an afterthought. He will speak when you are finished.
Okay, Chair, with regard to that, I'll clarify that, whether it comes from the APC of the department. And if it does, I'll remove it. And then with regard to the HDA, there is one oversight aspect that one needs to look at, because the Department of Human Settlements used one of the grant funding to support the eradication of the bucket system. So I don't know if the Portfolio Committee wants to use that as an oversight agenda item as well with the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements. Then with regard to the additions that that members made, the additions tie in with the generic recommendations. So there's no problem in including that, because the portfolio committee briefing touched on a whole range of issues. The one other issue, Chairperson, that neither the Portfolio Committee members nor the department touched on, was the amounts allocated over the MTES for the Komati Basin Water Authority and Aspore River Basin Authority. And if you look at figures for the COBWA, then it amounts to 268 million, going up to 279 million in the 24-25 financial year. And I think it's critical the way in which the Portfolio Committee has engaged in the Lesotho Highlands Water Treaty. It's also important to raise the issue of the COBWA Treaty as well, because that's a binational treaty between the Republic of South Africa and the Kingdom of Eswatini. But we don't know how the financials are looked at between the two countries.
Let's raise that in a separate point, because as you're saying, we did not speak of it, therefore it can't come into the report when we have not spoken about it. Let's find a way of talking about it. And not only you remember they also raised the issue of the permission by the Namibian parliament, but they were saying it in passing. We must get a proper report of it. Let's ask for it, but you must not put it here because it was not part of the discussion.
Okay, Chair, I'm going to effect all the changes and then pass on the report to you for finalization. Thank you.
Okay. We will not finish a meeting if Nina Ma brainwash Tumani.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. I just want to clarify the issue of the HDI. I think that is a typo, because the observation was that the number of bucket toilets which were transferred to the Department of to HDA were 10,000, and this 10,000 now appears on the APP of the department. So that is an observation that was made. Then that's why then it was observed that it appears HDA did not implement as it was indicated in the past when the department was dealing with human settlement. So that was the observation. So I think the statement should be just rephrased to indicate that the same number that was transferred to HDA, now it's the same number that appears on the APP of the department, the current one. So that is the observation, Chairperson, and I hope that clarifies that issue. Thank you.
No, it doesn't, Tomani, because you are missing the point that we are saying that the lady did say that they are now taken over from the HDA. The contractors are on the deck. In actual fact, 1,000 something have been done in Northern Cape. They are now in Cape Town. Whether it was done by HDA or Sherin is correct, we must just get to know who did the 1,300 toilets. Is it HDA or is it Human Settlement? Even if it is done by both, it is now in water and sanitation. So if we can say that writing that nothing was done is right, it will be wrong, because they said it more than twice that they have done more than 1,000 and something of those particular toilets. What is left is now the contract is on the deck in Free State. That's what they said. So we must not change it. It is correct the way it is. Mamstroy, I'm reluctant to want to allow you again.
Chair, you are correct. You are correct because you have helped me. I wanted to put this issue of NDA in perspective, because we are observing a non-performance. Now, we are not saying there's another process of investigating how did it happen and all those issues. We are observing what we said should happen, which did not happen. And then we are saying this is what should happen. I wanted to correct that from Shirin was under pressure wanting to raise many other issues. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sure the report is understood and agreed. Nosipo, where are we? Yes, I'm wanting somebody to move and second the adoption.
I second, Chair. So, Posimo here.
Who moved? Who moved?
Oh, I thought Honorable Seke moved. Okay, I move for the adoption of the report. The person. I second the adoption of the report, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Honorable Mshala.
The EFF note the report and would like to abstain for now. Thank you.
Bye.
As always, that's the party mandate.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Mamshala,
we're not done.
Mshala
Mara. No, I'm saying goodbye to my Mamshala.
Oh, okay.
On their proposed always agenda.
Okay. No, but she's saying she's abstaining. She's not rejecting the report, so it's fine. Abstaining is she's busy drinking tea. When she has finished drinking tea, she will accept the other thing. Yeah. Okay. Can you get the second point? Who's speaking?
It's Leon speaking.
Good morning, Leon. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Yeah.
Chairperson, as you know, we don't reject the report. We just don't approve the report because our system works that we still need to take that to our caucus. So I take note of this report, and we don't reject it, but we just take note of this report. Just a minute, that. Thank you.
But then you must tell Honorable May the report was presented in the meeting. So sometimes they come to the meeting and say something that was never said in the meeting.
Who's that?
Honorable May.
Who's May? I have got nothing to do with May.
It's May now.
I know we are in May, but I've got nothing to do with the Honorable May.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Honorable, maybe I haven't heard you saying anything. Are you here?
Chairperson, I'm here. Thank you, Honorable Chair. As my colleague has indicated, we've taken note of the report. We will abstain at this stage and take it up at a later occasion. Thank you.
Chair, there's a MyBurg. And there is Honorable May from the Freedom Front. I thought you were mentioning him because...
Oh, May is of the Freedom Front. I thought it is of the DA.
No. He's from the Freedom Front. And Honorable Myberg, he's from the DA. Thank you.
Yeah, Myberg, I know it is with you. I thought May, it's yours. It's
yeah,
that is
no, shit. No.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Thank you.
Take us through, where are we, Nosipo?
Adoption of minutes, Chairperson.
Put the minutes. It's how many set of minutes?
Seven. Yes, Chairperson. Yes,
are you serious? No, why did you allow it to be seven? We said that we don't want to have this bulk of minutes. You must not do it again. We must pass minutes, second minutes. Let's go for them. Colleagues, have you received the minutes? Members?
We have received it.
Yes, Chair. We have received them.
Okay, let's start with the minutes of the 8th of March. If anyone wants to say anything on any of the pages, let's do that. If not, we can move and second them.
Can we scroll the minutes, Chair?
But Lily Devon must be scroll along.
Formally teachers.
Okay.
Chair, I propose we accept the set of minutes for the 8th of March.
Honorable Basson moves for adoption of the minutes of the 8th of March.
I second, Honorable Tsake second.
Let's do that. A second set of minutes. Nosipo?
Coming.
The 15th of March minutes, scroll it again for formality purposes as said. anyone who have got a chief on it say so. If not, let's adopt them.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Second moves.
I second the proposal.
Is that Peterson? Yes. Nosipo. The 22nd of March. Do the same scroll. The meeting was adjourned at 12:54. Can I have a mover and a seconder or any other person want to say something?
Hello, Chair.
We're all in the meeting. Yes?
I'm moving for adoption.
It is honorable.
Jobo Singwe.
Jobo Singwe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Moves and seconded by who?
I second the proposal.
Is that Teke?
No, Chase, not me. I was not part of that meeting.
Who is that? Is that Peterson?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. I see you, sir. Upset. The 29th of March.
Okay, thank you.
Second moves. Where is Turkey? Is he not in the meeting?
I second, Chair.
You are the only male in the meeting. You said you want gender parity. That's what you said. So you must speak. Yes, Nosipo. The 19th of April.
I move for the adoption, Chairperson Sipusima. I second the adoption, Chair Sifuayi.
Thank you very much. Let's continue to Nosipo. The 3rd of May.
So, posting a move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
30 seconds. Thank you very much. This was the last set of minutes, isn't it? Nosipo?
No, Chairperson, the minutes of the 4th is the last one.
The 4th of? Oh, yeah, we have the meeting on the 4th of May.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that civil, sir? Oh, the higher bread of Horitz, Nekomati Usu to Netras Caledon.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. I was in this meeting. I move for the acceptance of these minutes.
Just scroll this one up quickly, Jay.
Scroll a bit. Were you not in London? You were there.
I made an apology. I just wanted to double check on that. Thank you, Chair.
I second Chairperson.
Oh, Chairperson. Yeah, I know you were in London when we were busy doing things. You visited the Queen to go and greet the Queen. Any other thing? No, Sipo?
No, Chairperson, it's closing remarks.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Leon.
May I just correct you that I was in a by-election in Tshwane Ward 96 where the DA won the ward. I think the ANC came fourth and the EFF came fifth. Thank you, Chairperson.
I said I will meet you in 196, unfortunately. Yes.
We'll meet you again, yeah, in Tshwane.
No, it's not bad as badly there. It was his councillor who resigned, by the way, so he did not win it, he just reconfirmed it.
Taking everything, Mashiko, man. Hey, be careful. The EFF is coming.
The EFF is walking. It's not coming. Just walk. Just keep on walking.
See, I will be very worried because they just walked you in Northwest. They took a ward off in Mafeking from the ANC. So be. Don't tell them to walk. They'll come for you. Not for us.
No,
you see, Honorable Basson.
Before the one of where we took Northern Cape. What?
Chairperson, can you close this meeting, Chair? I think we have exhausted all the ideas.
Everything. The government in waiting.
MAP. There you see, Honorable Basson. When a councillor misbehaves, we dismiss that councillor. Then that councillor joins the EFF.
You should have dismissed a lot of your ministers as well. But anyway, let's leave it there.
No, we dismiss the councillor and they go join the EFF and win.
So you are very
he's winning with criminals. You see, that's the problem.
No, but you are very sectional party, Mashiro. You dismiss the ones you don't like.
We dismiss those that like the EFF more than the ANC. We dismiss them.
There's no principle there. You see now.
A member of the ANC
don't like
the EFF. We dismiss.
Those people that don't like the EFF, they are...
Why do they join you if they don't like the EFF? Why?
They are pushing the mandate of RET.
Chairperson, are you done? Can we disconnect?
Radical transformation.
Are you done?
It's in your...
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Mutlala, I've got by-elections in my sub-region. You can come. We're waiting for you.
Recording stopped.
Mm-hmm.